outside Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, joined by Dane Brugler of NFLDraftScout.com. Dane, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Let's dive in here. Number six overall. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of Jets fans are looking at the quarterbacks. How about outside of quarterback? Who are some of the guys that could be in the mix there for the Jets to select?
Well, for Mike Maccagnan, it's pretty simple. You list your top six players, you're guaranteed to get one of them. Quentin Nelson, again, talk about value in the offensive line, especially the interior at guard. He is arguably the best player in this draft. I think he projects as a Pro Bowl player in his first 2 years, if not as a rookie. And he is absolutely deserving of a top 10 pick.
Well, that's a high spot to take an interior lineman. But nonetheless, if your whole goal is to change the offense and you've got that pick in the top 10, I think you pull the trigger.
And then how about we talk about Marcus Davenport from UT San Antonio, a guy with a basketball background. You know, he has those athletic traits that you love. Still figuring out the dance, the move-to-move transition, but when you just break down the traits, he's really impressive. Long-term, I think he projects somewhere in the top 10 to 12 picks.
Well, I think it's six. You can cross your fingers and hope that Saquon Barkley falls. The running back from Penn State that I think everyone here would agree is one of the best players in the draft. If the Jets view Minkah Fitzpatrick at Alabama as corner, there's potential there. Most people I've talked to think he's more of a free safety, but I think it's somewhat scheme specific at this point. And I would point to those as two areas of need. You know, I think we're going to see a recommitment to the run game this year. So getting someone like Saquon Barkley, who is the best running back prospect I've ever seen, when you put it all together, shouldn't be there at six, but I didn't think Jamal Adams would be there. I didn't think Leonard Williams would be there when you guys picked. So you guys got the green thumb right now.